Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, I love that music. Our friends from Anytime Fitness are here, and we want to welcome trainers Courtney Cadwell and John McQuaid to KDWA. And I can't wait to hear what's new. Hello, friends.
Hi, Mom. Hey, Mom.
How goes it?
Good.
Good, yeah.
Good. So we're talking in the month of July, and is there still time for me to rock a bikini by, you know, Labor Day?
Absolutely.
Sean gave me the once over.
By Labor Day, we'll be putting sweatshirts on again.
Oh, not me.
If you guys get me, winter jackets. Yeah,
if cold. You guys get me to where I need to be, not me.
It'll be 30 degrees and Mo will be wearing her bikini.
You'll be the only one at the beach on the volleyball court.
So really, any time is the right time to start getting yourself where you want to be. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whenever it mentally clicks with you and okay. You're ready to start, that's when you start.
And so is that too high of a goal to want to be seen in a bikini? You know what? Our bikinis are kind of out, right? Isn't modest hottest? Isn't that the new thing? John.
I don't know what that modest hottest, what?
That means,
I only know
that
the
means
term
a nice,
body.
If American Girl doll made swimsuits, that would be a nice swimsuit.
Well, I don't know a lot about American Doll, Mo.
Never too late.
Never too late.
Okay. All right. So what would be some of the things that we could do? Do you have to assess us to be sure that we physically can get moving?
I mean, we do kind of some movement screens when you come to the gym just to kind of see where you're at. But you can, depending on, everybody's got a different starting point. And no matter where you're starting, we can still kind of lead you into the right direction to where maybe is best for you to start.
And you know, this time of year, isn't it probably great because you can do some stuff with you, some real localized maybe or concentrated, and then we also have the flexibility of being outside if we want, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's this time of year is really nice because you have way more opportunity, it feels like, to be active, whether it's in the gym or outside of the gym, just because it's nicer outside, so we tend to want to be outside as much as possible, and when we're outside, it's typically to do something.
Even if it's, let's say, weeding our garden, I gotta tell you, I used muscles I hadn't used in a long time.
Yeah, yeah, when you're bending over,
is that okay?
Kneeling down.
Yeah, brush the cobwebs off. They gotta kind of remember, like, tell the muscles, you know, what
okay.
their job is. You gotta
right.
remind them of their role,
right.
whatever activities we're doing.
And I haven't weeded for probably a year, so...
Yeah,
that,
so it was
right.
different.
Planting flowers,
different
that's
activity.
A different kind of...
Yep.
Yes.
And no matter what kind of shape we're in, even if you go to the gym all the time, sometimes when you haven't done something in a
right.
while, like weeding a garden, you're going to feel it the next day because
or up
you're
and
maybe
down.
Holding a position for
right.
longer than you'd like to, down on your, like in a squat or something, mm-hmm. trying to...
But does that all count towards our exercise goals, do you think?
Yeah. Like Courtney said, you know, everyone's got to start. You have to start somewhere. You can't just go all in.
Just moving.
Right on the first day. Absolutely. You got to do baby steps right into it.
Okay.
Yeah, like you can still get a good workout in and then still movement is always better than no movement.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, but in the summertime, isn't it true we have to be careful of different things that we don't necessarily worry about in the winter?
Like, you know, it's better to get your body warmed up in the winter because, I mean, if your body's cold, you have a higher chance of pulling a muscle.
Injury, okay.
You
have
injury right there, cold, you know, it's the body has to work a lot harder in harsh conditions. So, especially in the summer, to kind of prevent that heat stroke or heat cramps, you know, we got to stay hydrated. And you can get that. If you're not getting your water in, then you're going to get cramps or stroke or possible heat stroke, but you can also get in water through actually a variety of fruits and vegetables.
You know, when we are thirsty, that means we're past the point of we are dehydrated by then, right? Because we should be drinking water so that we don't get thirsty.
Yeah, I mean, typically when you start to feel thirsty, you're already slightly dehydrated. So you want to make sure you're just kind of at least sipping on water throughout your day, so you're constantly drinking water instead of like just one glass here and that's it.
And being dehydrated puts you at risk for different summer things like heat stroke and stuff, right?
Yeah. Raise your blood pressure, raise your heart rate.
It does all those things.
Absolutely.
Being dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear.
Body has to work harder. There's no water in the system.
Okay, and then it can't get rid of our yucky stuff either, right?
Well, yeah, because there's no water, it can't flush out anything that's in your body you might have had.
Okay.
Without water, you can't digest your foods you might have had either.
Ugh.
You could, but it'll slow it down.
It slows everything down.
Okay.
So being hydrated is very important. A lot of times people, I don't think, understand.
I don't think so either.
How big it plays a role.
You know, I'm always harping on people that they should drink water, and some people say, I don't like water.
Yeah.
So, I love water.
I love water too, but if you don't love water, what can you do to help that?
Sure. I mean, still keep trying to drink water because there is no real substitute for water. You can't really like add different flavors to it, then that's not necessarily as great either when you're adding like those little packets of things to water. People think that, oh, I'm still getting my water in. Well, not really, because now you're adding other things, whatever's like in
additives.
That. Additives. Yeah, to your water that's then not hydrating you to the point where it should. But there's other foods and fruits and vegetables and other things.
Are we made up of water?
No.
Oh.
Yes.
No, there's no water in us, Mo.
No, but I mean, is it real water? I mean, is it...
Well,
what
it's
goes
not
in
salt water.
Is but what we drink, is it the same that's in us then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I was sitting there like, what?
Okay. I was feeling like it was a trick question. I think she wanted me to tell her she was made of coffee or something instead.
Well, that's what I probably am.
90% coffee, 5% water.
No, but so our body is made of water. See, no, I'm sorry. You guys are taking this for granted that you know so much. I don't know.
Our bodies do hold.
They
a
hold
large
a lot
amount of water. Yeah.
Okay, we have a lot of water.
Yeah.
So we need to replace it with real water, not like you said, coffee or other fake things. But isn't drinking coffee or a soda when you're thirsty better than not anything, or is that not true?
I would say it's probably not true because typically caffeine and things like those tend to dehydrate you.
Caffeine can raise your heart rate as well as your blood pressure as well, too.
Yeah, so that's not necessarily making it better.
Oh, because it would make it worse if it's already elevated because of being dehydrated.
The high amounts of sugar and whatnot.
I got to rethink
the soda,
too.
It might taste good at the moment.
I might just have to start slow with... getting my water intake. And the amount of water we need is really quite a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Half your body weight in ounces is what's
a day.
Recommended.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys drink that much?
We try.
I don't know, one can see, but this is probably my fifth bottle today.
Oh, goodness. And that's probably a 20-ouncer right there?
Yeah, I think.
Ooh,
so look at that.
We try, but we're not perfect either. Yeah. So
okay.
All you can do is keep trying to...
What do you say to people, though, that they would like to sleep through the night instead of getting up and going to the bathroom?
Sure. Maybe stop drinking water around 7 or 8 p.m., depending on when you go to bed.
Okay.
Maybe stop an hour or two before you're going to bed. So hopefully that's not waking you up in the middle of the night.
Okay.
And trying to get it in throughout the rest of your day.
Okay. So start early.
Yeah. Okay. Start right away when you wake up. That's usually the first thing you should be doing when you wake up is drinking a glass of water.
I've heard that.
Kind of help get everything
to going. It's been told, like,
jumpstart you.
Like a cold bottle or a glass of water, like 30 minutes upon waking up, it's said to kind of boost your metabolism a little bit.
Okay.
In the morning.
Drink a cup of water before you drink your first cup of coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. A cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
A glass.
A glass.
Would you prefer a glass?
I don't know.
Would you prefer to drink your water out of your coffee mug before you have your coffee?
Would that be better?
Yeah. But there's other ways you can get water into besides just drinking water.
Well, tell us more, please.
There's lots of water in a lot of the fruits and vegetables that we
especially eat. Summertime ones, right?
Yeah. So, like, I don't know.
How about watermelon?
Watermelon's the number one on our list that we have today.
Oh, it's so yummy too,
and it's
isn't it?
92% water. So right there, you're getting a lot of water just.
Right, but how does that calculate to half our body weight business?
Sure. So about a cup of watermelon kind of equates to about half a cup of water.
Okay, so we'd have to really drink a lot of, or eat a lot of watermelon. I wonder if we ate a whole watermelon, if
sure, just eat a whole watermelon every day, and then you don't need to drink water. There you go.
Absolutely. And it tastes good.
How does this fit in the bikini season? Okay, what's next?
One that I kind of thought was interesting, I didn't realize how much water, I guess, was in milk. Skim milk is like 91% water content. So
skim milk?
Yeah. So that one was one that I thought was kind of
I'm very surprised by that.
At how much water was in skim milk.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually been some studies that have shown that that's a better way to stay hydrated after a workout compared to like a sports drink or just plain water. So even after a workout, it can kind of help you rehydrate. Okay. I probably wouldn't be like chugging milk like the second I got done with my workout, but you know, within an hour or something.
Right.
After you finish your workout.
That was me when I played hockey, just a glass.
You loved
glass of milk? Glass of milk right after hockey, yep.
Did you crave it, kind of?
I did. Okay. Well, I didn't really crave it, but the taste of it was just so satisfying afterwards.
Cold milk,
nice
probably.
Cold milk, not warm, yeah.
Right.
And there's protein in milk as well, so that kind of helps you recover after a workout, too.
Mm-hmm. So that's shocking, 91%.
Yeah.
So that's almost a glass to a glass, right? Of water to a glass of milk, yeah. Kind of be the same?
Close, yeah.
Probably pretty close.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are some other things that we can do if we can't get all of our water in?
I would say if you're having trouble getting your water in, you know, I think you can make a step of just buying a blender bottle or getting just a water bottle to kind of see how many you have throughout the day, or even tracking it through mm-hmm. MyFitnessPal, see how much you're getting, and then it makes a recommendation of, oh, you only needed this much more to meet a day's worth.
Okay.
And then it's a starting point of how much water you need.
So it's carrying it with you, isn't it? That's the key.
Kind of water by your side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
wherever
always,
you go.
Always having a bottle with you is usually pretty helpful.
What about hot water? Sometimes it tastes good to drink hot water with lemon or something.
Like tea?
What?
Crazy, we just thought
I don't
together.
Put
I'm like, hot water with lemon, that sounds like tea.
No, even crazier, I don't put a tea bag yet. Just hot water with a lemon. If you have a sore throat or something,
sure.
That's so darn soothing.
Yeah.
I've done something like that, but not with a lemon.
Okay, I mean, that really hits the spot. Or all these fancy waters with cucumbers in them and strawberry water, lemon water.
Yeah.
And I would assume that cucumbers have a lot of water content.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cucumbers have a lot, too.
95% water content.
So if you're just, like, adding, like, the fruit or the vegetable or whatever into your water, that's okay. It's like when you're, you know, those little artificial packets and stuff like that, that's when we're kind of canceling out
stuff.
I see what you're saying. So Kool-Aid, not...
Yeah, so that would kind of cancel out the hydration part.
It would. Okay, darn.
So...
You mentioned earlier these Gatorade or these sports drinks. Those are all the rage. Do they work?
I would say most of the time, there's been studies that have been done with athletes before and after with Gatorade and water, but if you're really dehydrated or the workout was really intense, then I would say the Gatorade because of the electrolytes in there too, but almost always water right afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd say both. You kind of want to combo both. Sometimes people, when they're drinking the sports drinks, they more need, like he said, the electrolytes and maybe the calories to kind of refuel them because they just worked everything off, but you still need water to kind of help you with the hydration part. The Gatorade's not going to just like fully rehydrate
you. Okay. Yeah. So when we are exercising outside, it's probably obviously better to exercise when the sun isn't out, you know, not in the middle of the day and all that stuff. But what can you do perhaps if you work outside? What can you do to know that, oh, I think I'm not feeling great? What are some of the symptoms of heat exhaustion?
Of like wet skin. You're really nauseous. You feel like you're just really lightheaded. You get confused of where you are.
Sometimes you'll start to actually get the chills.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get like a chill.
Isn't that hypothermia?
But if you're starting to fatigue so much and you're dehydrated, you sometimes will get a little bit of a chill. And that's kind of when we're starting to reach that point where, okay, you need to definitely make sure you're getting water in. Maybe sit down, take a break.
So sit down, and how quick will the water kick in if you get water right away?
That depends on how dehydrated you are.
Okay. Because,
like, I've seen some people get so dehydrated that they need to go to the hospital and get
an IV
put in. So,
yeah. Okay.
So it just depends on how dehydrated you are. Like, if you can kind of start to just... Sometimes you can catch it early where you're starting to feel maybe a little, some of those symptoms, like you're feeling a little sluggish or you're starting to sweat a lot more, you're feeling a little pale or a little faint, then maybe you can catch it quick and get some water in you and just take a break if you can. Maybe go inside,
okay,
depending on what you're doing. I mean, if you're not able to do that, obviously that's a little difficult.
Get in the shade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to get in the shade. Get kind of cooled down as best you can.
Okay. Well, scary stuff. And I'm really happy that you came in today to tell us about some ways that we can ward against it, because we got to keep moving. And summer is such a great time to be outside and move. But there are some, you know, things that you have to be careful of if you're outside. And one of them is staying hydrated. Also, if we want to work out inside, if it's raining or we just want to have some equipment, you guys are open anytime, right?
Anytime.
Correct.
Anytime at Anytime Fitness. And you're conveniently located
in the Westview Mall.
We love that. Great to see both of you, Courtney Cadwell and John McQuaid. They are trainers at Anytime Fitness in Hastings, and they are chomping at the bit to help you. So you stop in anytime and see them. They would love to help you and get you as ready as you can be for the summer, the fall, for winter, for whatever's coming around the corner. Thanks for coming in, guys, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Won't stop the beat and go.